MRN's classic races are brought to you by Hercules Tires.
From the Indianapolis Raceway Park in Indianapolis, Indiana, the NASCAR Truck Network presents the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Tonight, the Cummins 200. Sponsored by Ray Bestis, the best in brakes and the official brakes of NASCAR. By Sears Diehard, America's most trusted battery, sponsoring the diehard race fan. By Craftsman Tools, the tools that last forever. By Gatorade Thirst Quencher, the official sports beverage of NASCAR. Hey, life's a sport, drink it up. By Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks are built Ford tough. By Federated Auto Parts Stores, professional advice, brand name parts. By Chevrolet, who invites you to test drive the most dependable, longest-lasting trucks on the road. You'll understand what we mean when we say Chevy trucks like a rock. By Wagner Brake Products. When it comes to your car or truck, don't stop with anything less than Wagner Brakes. And by Champion Truck Plug and Champion Truck Wire. Designed for the same reasons you bought your truck, sport utility, or family van.
The flash bulbs begin to pop wildly here at Indianapolis Raceway Park in Indiana as the fans in attendance take pictures of the starting lineup now on the racetrack, having completed one of three pace laps as we get set for the Cummins 200. Welcome back to NASCAR Truck Network's live coverage of the 14th race of the 1998 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series season. Alan Bestwick alongside, or actually Mike Bagley alongside Alan Bestwick here as the trucks begin rolling out on the racetrack. Boris Sitz, Federated Auto Parts Ford, after being involved in a qualification accident, has come from pit road after some last-minute adjustments made on his machine, joining the tail end of the field right now.
Field getting the signal as they come to the start-finish line. In one more lap, we will go green flag racing. 200 trips around the Indianapolis Raceway Park Oval tonight. This racetrack, a shade over 6/10 of a mile long. Not a whole lot of banking in the corners. 7 degrees in the turns, and that's at the steepest part of the banking up by the outside retaining wall. Let's bring in now the fifth voice who will call the action for us tonight here on the NASCAR Truck Network. He's stationed on the back straightaway at the entrance of turn three from Hampton, Virginia, Joe Moore.
This place has always been a very fast racetrack, Alan. It continues to be fast. It continues to be wide. And as some of the drivers said in the pre-race interviews, now it's smooth. It's smooth, the transition from the top to the bottom of the racetrack in the corners and exiting the turns, particularly what I'm looking at now as the field works its way off turn two and hits this long back straightaway. Smooth so they can get a bite down to the bottom of the track. Smooth so they can get a bite on the top side. We're going to see some great side-by-side racing on the back straightaway. And I'll have it all for you here tonight at IRP.
Tonight will be the second event, the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Will have live pit stops in case you missed it last week. Drivers allowed to come down at any time under green or yellow conditions and make live pit stops in that tires can be changed, fuel can be added, chassis adjustments can be made. Two tires allowed under caution, four under green. Tonight be interesting to see how pit strategy plays a role in the Cummins 200.
Here comes the field down to the stripe, green flag, and the race is underway. Randy Tolsma and Ron Hornaday on the front row, drag race into turn one. Tolsma gets the nose out in front.
Tolsma leads the way for the first time off turn two and down the back straightaway. It's a drag race for the second spot, and halfway down the back stretch, it is won by Ron Hornaday. He takes second with Sprague falling to third.
Hornaday now takes the second spot. Jack Sprague really having a whole lot of steam poured on him by Jimmy Hensley. Hensley's Dodge wound up down to the inside lane, almost making contact with Sprague in turn one. That's the best race on the racetrack. It's in turn two.
Hensley's got her hooked up on the inside lane, but look out. Jack Sprague's hooked up as well. He looks underneath Jimmy Hensley for a chance to get by. Settles back in line. Mike Bliss also in that battle. He's now going after Hensley all four.
Sprague with a slip loses a couple of positions as Bliss and Joe Ruttman get by him. Now here comes Bliss to the inside of Hensley. This would be for the third position. They're side by side in two.
Bliss gets a good move this time. Coming off turn number two. Gets around Jimmy Hensley. He'll claim the third position. Hensley falls in line in fourth. Joe Ruttman in fifth. And Sprague now rides to the sixth spot.
Racing further back of the field, almost three wide there for a moment. Mike Wallace inside, Harvick the meat of the sandwich. Jay Sauter on the outside. They're racing for about the ninth spot. That continue to rages on. Mike Wallace down to the inside still with Jay Sauter hanging tough on the outside lane.
Wallace going for the seventh position. He's got the momentum coming up off turn number two. Flashes out in front to grab the position. Jay Sauter settles in line behind him in turn three.
A little bit of trouble for Scott Hansen, who's losing a couple of spots in the back straightaway as he loses a few positions. Here's a challenge for the lead. Ron Hornaday with a bold move down to the inside as the caution flag waves at the start-finish line. yellow flag on the speedway for the first time. Believe someone has dropped some debris out of the racetrack. Go ahead, Joe.
It appears to be Boris Sand. His truck came down the back stretch, dropping some fluid on the racetrack. He entered the pit lane. The entrance to pit road is here in turn number three, and Sand has made his way back to his pit stall.
And just as the caution flag was coming out, Hornaday made the bonsai run down to the inside and has damage to the right rear of the Napa Chevrolet. He and Randy Tolsma made contact just as Alan told us the caution was coming out. A big puff of smoke in between those two machines, but there is damage to the Napa Chevy here at lap four.
But Hornaday did complete the move and come back around to the caution flag with the race lead. First lead change of the night after Tolsma led the first four circuits. It's now Ron Hornaday out in front with Mike Bliss second, Randy Tolsma third, Joe Ruttman fourth, and Jimmy Hensley in fifth. Caution for the first time, liquid from the Boris Sed machine here at Indianapolis Raceway.
At Napa, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, Napa has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission: to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know. Napa Know How!
There will always be more leaves, weeds, and yard debris. And when they show up, tackle yard cleanup with the Craftsman V20 Brushless RP Outdoor Lineup. Delivering more runtime and better performance, the Craftsman V20 Brushless RP lineup of outdoor products will help you cut, trim, and blow through whatever your yard throws at you. Your grass, no problem. Overgrown hedges, not anymore. A neighbor who won't stop distracting you with weather talk? Well, you're on your own there. But for everything else, head to Craftsman.com. Craftsman, build on. See Craftsman.com for details.
Park.
Sir, are you aware you were going 40 miles an hour? This is a residential area.
Sure, but I'm on my lawnmower. Wait, am I getting a ticket?
No, I've just never seen anyone top 9 miles an hour on one of those bad boys. And mow their entire lawn in 30 seconds? What got into you?
Well, it did fuel up at Sunoco this morning.
At Sunoco, we know how to fuel peak performance. We've been doing it for American racing for over 50 years. Fuel your best.
Back under the green flag here at Indianapolis Raceway Park, Ron Hornaday leads at lap 8. Randy Tolsma second, Mike Bliss third, with Joe Ruttman fourth, and Jimmy Hensley falling in the fifth spot. Ron Hornaday has wasted no time from pulling away from the rest of the field. He's really cutting the mustard coming off of turn four and leading by about four truck lengths.
Challenge for second, Mike Bliss up underneath of Randy Tolsma, tries to look down to the inside of one, can't quite get alongside, now does in the center of the corner.
Bliss has picked off a couple of spots already this evening in the early laps of this race.
Oh, now trouble in turn two. Wayne Anderson gets spun around right on a huge pack of traffic. Lance Norrick and Kevin Sawinski making a bold move to avoid him. Wayne Anderson, though, refires his truck. We continue under the green flag, but a close call there in turn two. Now Mike Bliss spins. Joe Ruttman spins also. Ruttman collects it. Bliss is in the wall as they race back into turn number two. Caution is on the speedway when Mike Bliss gets spun around here in turn one.
Mike Bliss racing Randy Tolsma for the second and third positions. His truck was down to the inside of the racetrack. It looked like Tolsma had the outside lane into the corner. A little brief brush there between the two, it looked like, and Bliss goes around into the outside wall with the left side of his machine. And quickly, the early going of this Cummins 200 gets a little bit rough and rugged. A lot of physical racing going on out there.
Shower of sparks from underneath the team ASC Ford. Joe Moore, a lot of sparks out there. Almost looks like the pre-race festivities here at IRP.
It did. You know, when that crash first occurred there in turn number two, after Bliss got involved, it was almost a spin by Jack Sprague here on the back straightaway. That thing continued down here. Sprague and Joe Ruttman went at it for a while, banged off each other a couple of times. Both got them straightened out. It'll be interesting to see if there's any damage to the side of those trucks.
Here's Mike Bliss down on pit road with his team ASC Ford with the sparks showering behind it as he comes to rest in his stall. Let's cover the Mike Bliss stop.
Left front tire is flat on Mike Bliss's truck. He has damage to the left front fender and the left side of his truck. So, yes, Mike Bliss does have problems. I'm not sure at this angle whether he has problems with his toe in or not on the truck, but definitely some sheet metal damage and a flat tire for Mike Bliss.
Some hard racing going on there with Randy Tolsma. Mike running in the third position, trying to take second away. Coming into turn one, making some contact. And really, Mike Bliss having some good runs of late, was sixth last weekend at Pikes Peak International Raceway. Before that, a ninth place finish. And other than the win at Milwaukee back on the 4th of July, the team has struggled with finishes in the high 20s, low 30s, hoping to turn things around tonight with Mike having a lot of experience on this racetrack, basically in open wheel racing.
Mike has gone a lap down, though, after coming to pit road with that flat tire just in front of the race leaders. And while he was there getting the service from the crew, it did not take long for the field to overtake him. So Bliss now down a lap and following all the way back to the 33rd position, with Morissette out of the race now in 34th spot. Tough luck there for Bliss. We'll follow up on his problems in just a couple of minutes. Meantime, the field working its way around under the yellow flag for the second time already in this event. 13 laps in.
We had told you under the first caution that we had a few moments ago that Ron Hornaday and I believe it was Randy Tolsma made contact going into turn two. Tony Rizzuti, Fred Graves, the crew chief for Ron Hornaday, has he said anything about the damage? Is it affecting the truck any at all?
Well, Mike, the damage isn't affecting the truck at all, but Ron wanted to make sure that Randy Tolsma's spotter was told to race me clean, don't run into the back of me. So far, no problems with the truck. He's just concerned that they race clean and don't get a little crazy this early in.
Still plenty of racing ahead as we're just 13 laps now of 200 complete here. On pit road, Lance Norrick's truck, Mike Bliss on pit road again. Looks like Wayne Anderson has made a pit stop. Let's go back downstairs.
Let's talk to Barry Dodson. Barry, what kind of damage you got?
I don't know, you know, it's too early in the race for us to be doing that. We had a great truck, but you have to look and see.
So they've got damage both on the front and the back, Alan. But one thing that it's not going to affect tonight is his spoiler is still intact and still up where it needs to be to put downforce on the back of the truck.
Really, for hitting the outside wall flush with the left side of the machine like Bliss did, he doesn't have as much damage as I thought he would. So they were very lucky in one sense there. Unlucky that while racing for second spot, just 11 laps in, they get turned around and are now a lap down.
So let's recap the top 10 for you now. At lap 14, Ron Hornaday leads Randy Tolsma, Jimmy Hensley, Mike Wallace, and Joe Ruttman. They are the top five. Jack Sprague is sixth. Jay Sauter is seventh. Kevin Harvick is eighth. Rick Crawford is ninth. And Greg Biffle ran out the top 10, going a little bit further back for you. Tony Raines, 11th. Ron Barfield is 12th. Dennis Setzer is 13th. Lonnie Rush is 14th. B.A. Wilson is 15th. Stacy Compton, Tony Roper, Brian Reffner, Tammy Joe Kirk, and Gary St. Amant round out the top 20 as we're going back to green.
Pace trucks on pit road. Here comes the field off turn four. Green flag is in the air. And again, Ron Hornaday leads them up through the gear. Single file line now all the way back 33 deep. Hornaday, Tolsma, Hensley, Mike Wallace, and Joe Ruttman, the top five.
Tolsma peaks a little bit to the outside of Ron Hornaday off turn two. Settles back in line, single file. That's the way they'll race down the back straightaway entering turn three.
Working their way off of turn number four now. Randy Tolsma not letting Ron Hornaday get too far away. About a truck length, maybe two in the rears. Jimmy Hensley about a truck length off the rear bumper of Randy Tolsma. Traffic stacking up from fourth on back, though. That's where Joe Ruttman's trying to put some pressure on Mike Wallace off of turn two.
Ruttman definitely knocking on the door, looking for a chance to get by Mike Wallace, but Wallace comes down the banking, blocks that move down to the inside. Ruttman will try again in turn four.
Field works its way off the corner, comes down to the start-finish line. Right now, about two truck lengths open up between Hornaday and Tolsma, the top two. Ruttman continuing to apply pressure for Mike Wallace for the fourth spot.
Gave Wallace a little love tap that time. Going into turn number two, tapped him, then fell back behind him. Again, coming to turn three, Joe Ruttman peeks for a chance to get by Mike Wallace, but still can't find it.
Tip of the cap early on to Greg Biffle, starting in the 14th spot, working his way around Tony Raines, getting up to the 10th position. Right now, Biffle trying to close in up on ninth place Rick Crawford. Biffle taking a bit of a wider line through the corner, applying all the pressure he can off turn two.
Biffle goes high. Tony Raines just behind him, also trying to make some moves to get out of all that traffic. They'll all settle down single file again entering turn three.
Little contact between Joe Ruttman and Mike Wallace as they race for fourth spot in turn four. Ruttman tried to run up to the inside of Wallace. Truck broke loose. They bounced off each other. Everybody's away square, and they continue now through turns one and off turn two.
That allows those trucks behind Joe Ruttman to close in a little bit. Matter of fact, even more now as they come to the end of the back straightaway. Jack Sprague and Jay Sauter now right up on the rear tailgate of Joe Ruttman.
Jack Sprague and Jay Sauter running sixth and seventh respectively, while Ron Hornaday leads the Cummins 200 at lap 20.
Citywide to countryside, whatever you drive, wherever you go, Hercules has the value, selection, and industry-leading warranty to get you there no matter where the road takes you. Go to HerculesTires.com. There you can find the nearest authorized Hercules retail location to you. Plus, you can use the tire tracker to find out which Hercules tire fits your vehicle the best. That's HerculesTires.com. Hercules Tires, ride on our...
Motorsports isn't complicated. It's made up of races where you go as fast as you can, as best as you can, and as sideways as you can. Our team, Toyota Gazoo Racing. Toyota makes some seriously fast cars, and they all have great drivers, ones that win, like win a lot. Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, they're all part of a big, happy family of speed demons. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone. With Zone Nicotine Pouches.
Strength.
The race for the lead in the Cummins 200 is a tight one at lap 26 of 200. Ron Hornaday has had it since lap 5, but Randy Tolsma would like to take it away. They're closing in on the lap truck of Mike Bliss coming off the corner, and a close call for Mike Wallace racing there in the fourth spot with Joe Ruttman and Jack Sprague. Wallace was almost completely sideways, Joe Moore, and that battle still is not over in turn two.
Ruttman's been working hard to get by Mike Wallace because the truck behind him, Jack Sprague, has been giving him a fit. Now the caution flag is out.
There is apparently something come off of one of the trucks that just made contact with each other off of turn number 4. And so the yellow flag waves. I believe there are also a couple of trucks tangled up right on the very inside of the racetrack there. That may be where the debris came from. Here come Lance Norrick's machine, along with the Boris Sed truck and a couple of others sitting down to the inside of the racetrack in the corner. Looks like the machine of young Blake Bainbridge is one of those involved, and Scott Walters is the other. So some trucks getting tangled up in turn number 4, resulting in a caution flag for the third time in this race.
So we are under caution at lap 28. And that does give the crews a bit of a break. Actually, the drivers a bit of a break, racing hot and heavy for the last few laps, seeing what they have to offer. But right now, basically, it's been the Ron Hornaday, Randy Tolsma show, with Tolsma not letting Hornaday get too far away. Tonight's broadcast of the Cummins 200 is brought to you under exclusive radio rights granted by the National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing to the NASCAR Truck Network, a division of MRN Radio, solely for the private, non-commercial use of our listening audience. Any publication, reproduction, or other use of the description and accounts of this race without the expressed written consent of NASCAR and the NASCAR Truck Network is prohibited.
Won't take long for the cleanup to be done from, well, just as I say that, they spot some liquid around the racetrack from one of the machines, so it may actually turn out to be a little bit more of an extended caution than originally planned, since all the machines involved in the spin up there in turn 4 drove away. Blake Bainbridge, a name you may not be familiar with, one of those involved, makes his first NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series start here tonight. He's a 19-year-old from Hueytown, Alabama. Former go-kart racer. He's been running the Allison Legacy cars for the last couple of years with great success, and tonight he steps up to the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series for the first time and gets twisted around in traffic off of turn number 4, just 28 laps into the event.
I'd like to give a tip of the cap also to Dennis Setzer, running now in the 12th position, driving the Mopar Dodge that Bob Keselowski normally drives. Bob suffering from a hip injury at the Texas Motor Speedway back in June. Bob is due back in the truck Sunday at the New Hampshire International Speedway when we run in the Pennzoil 200. Had a chance to talk to Bob about his rehab regimen. How does one exactly rehab a hip situation?
Well, it's a trip to the chiropractor in the morning, a massage therapist about every second day. And what's been helping the most here lately is I got into a spa and just been doing, you know, exercise. And I try to do that at least once a day, sometimes twice a day. The more I do, the better I get. So I need to get in there more, but, you know, here we are off racing in Colorado. So that delays it a little bit, but I also need to stay in touch with my team, and so I can get back in this thing here in a few more races.
And he will be back in Sunday in the Pennzoil 200 at New Hampshire. Let's go to pit road.
One of the drivers that are really making a move is Mike Wallace. Tim Kahuth is the crew chief. You started eighth, you're up to fourth, but you're having a heck of a battle back there. What's Mike saying about the truck and the battle?
Well, right now, this early in the race, the truck's a little bit loose coming off. I mean, we're probably willing to give up a spot or two here until we get a pit stop, but, you know, we're just going for the long run, and if we back up one or two spots here, we'll let them guys go, get her tightened up when we put the tires on, but we should be pretty good.
Mike Wallace won a Busch Grand National race here at IRP back in 94. He hopes to repeat here in the Truck Series.
Only a handful of trucks pitting under this yellow flag. The Kevin Cerwinski machine was on pit road. Scott Hansen was in, Wayne Anderson, and Scott Walters. Let's check down there with Jim Phillips.
And also Lance Dorick is behind the wall. What's the problem?
Looks like we got a little hole in the radiator down there. Everything kind of got tightened up down there in 3 and 4. So, you know, it's too bad for the guys, but, you know, it looks like we'll probably get out here in a few minutes.
What happened over there?
Looks like the 37 truck, and I'm not sure who else. Looks like they got together in 3 and 4, and they slid up the track, and they came back down the track, and everything was a bunch of trucks going everywhere, and there was nothing to do. I couldn't stop. So
he sits behind the wall, Lance Dorick. The crew is replacing the radiator. He hopes to get back in and get points.
If you're just tuning in, we have completed 31 of the 200 laps that make up the Cummins 200, a race that saw Randy Tolsma get his first ever Bud pole. He led from lap 1 to lap 4. Ron Hornaday took the lead at lap 5, and he has been there ever since. We are currently wrapping up our third caution of the evening. The trucks behind the wall right now include Lance Norick, Blake Bainbridge, and Boris Said, Mike Bliss. If you're a Mike Bliss fan, he was involved in a crash back earlier in the event, making contact with the wall in turn one, right now running 31st, some four laps in arrears.
Field getting set to go back under the green flag now with Hornaday, Tolsma, Jimmy Hensley, Mike Wallace, and Joe Ruttman being the top five drivers. Rest of the top 10, Jack Sprague, Jay Sauter, Kevin Harvick, Rick Crawford, and Greg Biffle. And the field comes through turn four, pace truck hits pit road, and here we go, back.
Single file working off the corner with the lead lap trucks to the outside. The lap truck of Scott Walters and Mike Bliss down to the inside. But here we are back under the green flag. Ron Hornaday nails the button, gets back on the gas, brings Randy Tolsma with him as they race single file back to turn two.
Front two trucks, now the front three trucks include Jimmy Hensley there. All clear, the lap truck of Scott Walters. Here they come, nose to tailgate into turn number three.
Here they come through turns three and four now. Again, Hornaday the leader, Randy Tolsma second. Jimmy Hensley is third. The bottleneck is from fourth on back. That's where Mike Wallace trying to get around the lap truck of Scott Walters and will succeed at the start-finish line. But Joe Ruttman really is putting on the pressure for Wallace for the fourth spot.
Ruttman working hard, trying to get by the lap truck, also dealing with Wallace. He's right up on his tailgate, coming back into the corner. And again, remember, he's got to make something happen because Jack Sprague's on his tailgate.
Sprague beginning to try and apply some pressure and get back toward the front. Remember, Sprague started up in the third spot, lost a couple of positions and a little near spin off turn two, but since gathered it back up. Here's a challenge for the lead.
Off turn number two, Randy Tolsma looks to the inside of Hornaday. Didn't see the opportunity. He ducks back in line, single file to turns three and four.
Good battle on the racetrack. Further back, Jay Sauter, that is, running in the seventh spot, getting a whole lot of company from Kevin Harvick off of turn four. Stacy Compton is in there as well. Those three trucks are racing there. Rick Crawford, also Greg Biffle, Tony Raines, and others. That knot of traffic now gets tangled up a bit in turn two.
Raines tries to make the move to the inside of Greg Biffle, gets the truck turned almost sideways. Biffle gets the way cleanly. Raines straightens it out, but almost loses the spot to Dennis Setzer. He'll hold his spot for now.
And Setzer had his hand full to keep him running over Raines' machine when he got sideways unexpectedly in front of him. Again, everybody away cleanly now. 37 laps complete. Let's follow that race for position one more time. Off two.
Raines.
Now trouble in turn one. Andy Houston slams into the outside wall. The truck got a bit loose. He slapped it flush with the right side of the machine. He's able to keep on going, though. No caution on the speedway. But a close call there for Andy Houston, running well back in the pack. Right now, trucks passing him left and right as Ron Hornaday leads the Cummins 200 at lap 38. We continue under the green flag here at Indianapolis Raceway Park in Indiana. The Cummins 200 for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Right now, 44 laps are in the books of the 200 that make up the event. Ron Hornaday now in the lead. trying to get by the lap traffic of Mike Bliss, successful in doing so, with Randy Tolsma really putting on the pressure. Jimmy Hensley runs third right now. Fourth place is where it's at. Joe Ruttman there trying to hold off the advances of Jack Sprague. Ruttman and Sprague fourth and fifth. Then Allen, traffic really stacking up from sixth on back. Mike Wallace has got a whole lot of company coming off of turn four.
Both Ruttman and Sprague went around Mike Wallace a couple of laps ago. Now Wallace has about six trucks lined up behind him. Jay Sauter, Kevin Harvick, Rick Crawford, Greg Biffle, Tony Raines, and more headed off too.
Wallace has lost some of the handling ability he had earlier this evening. We're noticing coming off turn number two, the back end wants to come around, and it's costing him dearly. Jay Sauter is all over him now, trying to pick off a spot.
Sauter now gets back in line off of turn four and will follow Wallace through. Wallace again in sixth, Sauter in seventh. A few laps ago, Andy Houston slammed into the turn one wall. Jim Phillips, what's the status on the damage of his Chevrolet?
Well, they changed the right side tires. Talk to Rick Wren. What kind of damage you got?
Well, he said the steering wheel's off, so he got in a fence, probably knocked the toe in or bent the center link, may have even rolled the eccentric back in the rear end. It's going to be a long night for the Addington Chevrolet, but we got to get them rookie points to stay in there.
They expect a long night, guys, after this crash into the wall for Andy Houston.
Change for fourth spot on the back straightaway.
Jack Sprague did a little sheet metal banging against Joe Ruttman to make the pass, but he swept out of the inside, got by Ruttman. He moves up to fourth.
All this going on behind Ron Hornaday, who leads. Randy Tolsma second, Hensley third. Then he got Sprague now just taking the fourth spot away from Joe Ruttman. Ruttman back to fifth. Sixth is Mike Wallace with Jay Sauter running seventh. Kevin Harvick is eighth, and ninth is Rick Crawford with 10th Greg Biffle. 11th place is the good race on the racetrack right now. Tony Raines has that position. Dennis Setzer has been working down to the low lane trying to take it away for the last few laps right now, and almost Setzer almost finds the wall with Setzer running in the 12th spot.
Truck got a pretty good wiggle off turn four on Setzer as he tried to cut low. Let's follow it. He looks low again on Raines off two.
Setzer got a good run off turn number two, pulls it down to the inside of the racetrack, but again, it uncomplete the pass. He'll fall back in and again give a little tap to Tony Raines as they go to turn four.
Setzer again running in the 12th spot, rallying down to the inside of Raines, almost making contact coming off the corner, but Setzer again gets back in line on the front straightaway. Now dives his Dodge down to the inside of Raines' Ford in turn two.
Wants to try to get Raines locked up on the high side of the racetrack, get him blocked in behind some traffic so maybe he can make the move. Halfway down the back straightaway, Setzer is there. Can't quite pull even though as they go into the corner.
Work their way up off of turn number four once more. Let's look farther ahead. Here's Jack Sprague down to the inside of Jimmy Hensley for the third spot. Draws even off turn two.
Sprague gains the position exiting turn number two. Gets by cleanly using the inside lane. Hensley in line behind him with Joe Ruttman right up on Hensley's rear deck.
So Sprague goes to third. Hensley goes to fourth. Now it's side by side again for 12th.
Dennis Setzer. Ruttman off turn four. Setzer gets to the side of Tony Raines. Spins him completely around. Raines tags the outside wall. Here comes the traffic streaming down to the inside of the racetrack. Everybody clearing Raines' truck so far. Now a few going to the outside as Raines rolls down the banking of turn four.
You can see that one coming. Caution on the speedway for the fourth time of the evening. Coming out when Dennis Setzer and Tony Raines make contact in turn four. Joe Moore, that was definitely close racing.
Well, as you said, you could see it coming for a while. They had been racing there side by side. Setzer had to be kind of frustrated. He tried everything he knew to get by Tony Raines. That time he finally pulled even with him. Contact made going into turn number four, and Raines got the short end of that deal, tagging the wall.
And the short end continues for him since his truck has not refired yet. He can't get the engine started up, and he sits on the inside of turn four as the field goes by Tony Raines and puts him one lap down. Going to have some pit stops here under this caution flag. All the signboards are out. We'll recap them in just a minute.
Going back to green and one more lap here at Indianapolis Raceway Park in Claremont, Indiana, just outside of Indianapolis right now. Field working behind the Dodge Ram safety truck as Ron Hornaday leads at lap 57. Randy Tolsma is second. Jack Sprague is third. Jimmy Hensley is fourth and Joe Ruttman is fifth. Six through 10 are Mike Wallace, Jay Sauter, Kevin Harvick, Rick Crawford, and Greg Biffle.
Field is less than a lap from going back under the green flag. Tony Raines made a couple of stops under this caution flag. He appears to be not much the worse for wear, other than losing a lap when his truck wouldn't refire after the spin off turn four a minute ago. Trucks being penalized at the moment include the machines of Gary St. Amant and Andy Houston. They did what's called pulling up to pit, tried to run up inside the line of cars on the racetrack, the line of trucks rather, to gain some pit time. They're being held one lap by NASCAR right now.
Ron Hornaday pulls up to the green flag. It flies at lap 58. Hornaday now trying to get away from Reigns, the lap truck down to the inside. Randy Tolsma does as well. Right now, Reigns is concerned about getting a lap back on the back straightaway.
Hornaday makes his way off turn two, finally clears the Reigns truck. Tony sits now in between Hornaday and the second place truck off turn four.
Off the corner now, Ron Hornaday has that lap truck pad between he and second place Randy Tolsma. Tolsma looking down to the inside, trying to find his way around. Unsuccessful so far. Further back, Joe Ruttman's on the search, opening the inside lane for the fourth spot against Jimmy Hensley off turn two.
Ruttman's got it nailed down to the bottom of the racetrack up alongside Jimmy Hensley. Can't do away with him too quickly. Finally into turn four, he'll get by Hensley and gain the spot.
Mike Wallace looking down underneath Hensley now to see if he can get back alongside. Oh, so close. Racing off that corner. Now a foot or so opens up between them. Now it closes up again as Wallace tries to run inside of Hensley.
Wallace digs down low but bangs against the side of Hensley. Coming up off the corner. Close racing here on the back straightaway as well. Still dead even going into turn three.
Now Wallace has to come out of the gas. Let his truck take a set. Hensley will get away and grab the spot. Right now Hensley holding on to the fifth position. So at the top of the leaderboard on the racetrack right now, Ron Hornaday leads at lap 61. Tony Raines pressuring Hornaday to get a lap back with Jack Sprague now getting away, getting around Randy Tolsma to get the second position. Tolsma falling back to third, Joe Ruttman fourth, and Jimmy Hensley fifth. Mike Wallace, Jay Sauter, Kevin Harvick, Rick Crawford there all the way through ninth, and it's side by side for 10th with Dennis Setzer down low, Greg Biffle up high. They make contact now. Setzer goes around. Biffle goes around. Oh, they hold on now as Setzer got into the side of Greg Biffle, but definitely a close call there in turns one and two.
They're on the backstretch.
Definitely a great save there as they straighten it out. Also up closer to the front, Tony Raines is going after the race leader.
Here's Raines down to the inside of Ron Hornaday to try and get a lap back. He will get out in front of the race leader, and now here comes Jack Sprague up on Hornaday's tailgate.
Sprague sees the inside lane open up. He tries to jump down there and make the move as well. Won't work this time into the corner. Sprague settles in behind leader Hornaday.
So now Hornaday has company, this time in the form of Randy Tolsma. Randy Tolsma, or actually in the form of Jack Sprague, while Tolsma's got company in the form of Joe Ruttman. It's a two-truck race for the lead and a two-truck race for third off of turn two.
Here's Sprague diving off turn two, trying to pull even with Ron Hornaday for the lead while that third place battle rages on. Randy Tolsma looks back and Joe Ruttman's all over him.
Nose to tail for the lead. Nose to tail from third on back to about ninth in line. Here's a bid by Sprague. Peeks down to the inside of Hornaday entering one. Slides back up behind him. Looks a little bit low again off two.
Hornaday takes it kind of low this time as well. He realizes that's where Sprague's getting the good set off turn two. Can't do anything with it. They're still nose to tailgate for the lead.
Jack Sprague trying to find a lane to make it work. Trying to get around Hornaday. It may come now off of turn four. Hornaday gets a bit loose. Almost clips the wall. Sprague is there. He'll blow past Hornaday into turn one, retake the lead. Now Hornaday tries to come back on him in turn two.
Hornaday dives to the inside off the corner, not strong enough to pull even. He'll settle back in because Randy Tolsma was closing in from third. Hornaday had to get back in line quickly.
So Jack Sprague becomes the third different leader of the Cummins 200 as he comes to the start-finish line with the top spot this time. He's already opened up a truck length on Ron Hornaday. Now they begin to bunch up behind Hornaday's machine and look for that second spot.
Tolsma rides along behind Hornaday. He's the third place man, just ahead of Joe Ruttman in fourth. And back in fifth, Jimmy Hensley getting some pressure there from Mike Wallace trying to gain that position.
Mike Wallace trying to find a way around, but so far unsuccessful as Hensley will hang on to it. Jack Sprague, once he found his way around Ron Hornaday, has scampered away by a 6/10 of a second lead over Hornaday, who's getting pressure right now from Randy Tolsma, Joe Ruttman, Jimmy Hensley, and Mike Wallace at lap 68. Continuing under the green flag here at Indianapolis Raceway Park in Indiana, we have completed 74 of the 200 laps that make up the Cummins 200. Right now, Jack Sprague leads at lap 75. just 25 laps away from the halfway point here. Jack would like to hang on and pick up the Gatorade Front Runner Award. $2,000 goes to the leader at the halfway point. Gatorade, the official sports beverage of NASCAR. Jack Sprague right now pulling away from the field. His lead a moment ago was just 9-tenths of a second. Now it's up to a second and a half over Ron Hornaday, who now is starting to pull away from Randy Tolsma. Now Tolsma has a good race on his hands with Joe Ruttman off of turn two.
Joe Ruttman trying to squeeze to the outside of Tolsma that time, coming up off the corner. Coming into turn three, he tried to go to the inside, but a slower truck blocked his move. He'll settle back in line behind Tolsma for now.
Running now single file as they come off of turn number four and zip down the front stretch. Ruttman breathes his truck down to the inside of Tolsma, looks low again, tries to put the fender alongside in the middle of one and two.
Got it right where he wants it this time, down to the inside of the track, and he pulls even with Randy Tolsma. Here they are racing for third, side by side, charging back to turn three.
Down to the inside is Ruttman, up to the outside is Randy Tolsma. Ruttman has the advantage, will sweep underneath Tolsma. Now put Joe Ruttman to third, Randy Tolsma to fourth. Now Jimmy Hensley makes that a three-way race back to turn two.
Hensley looked for an opportunity to pull the inside of Tolsma, saw that it worked for Ruttman. He's going to try it as well, but Tolsma a little more defensive this time. Holds off Jimmy's charge. He settles back in line.
Right behind them, a pretty good race for the seventh spot. Jay Sauter has seventh. Kevin Harvick is pressing him from behind, trying to find a way up and around to grab the eighth position. They've got Rick Crawford not far behind them, who's having a good run, but has to fend off a challenge for the ninth spot from Greg Biffle. Those trucks all single file for the moment.
Here again, Kevin Harvick making a look down to the inside of Jay Sauter, trying to gain that position. Sees he can't make the move. He settles back in. Here's the other race we were talking about. Greg Biffle going after Rick Crawford. He's right up on the tailgate for now, though, does not step out of line.
Greg Biffle's been experimenting with different lanes. Last time through turns three and four, Biffle was all the way down to the inside of the racetrack. Now, following Crawford's tire tracks. Directly ahead of them, here's Kevin Harvick on the move.
Harvick makes his bid down to the inside of the racetrack, and he pulls even with Jay Sauter halfway down the back straightaway. Fans down to the inside of the track, pulls even again in turn four.
This for the seventh position as Harvick tries to hold his spot up underneath Jay Sauter off the corner. That's not an easy thing to do here at Raceway Park. The very flat corners here, the outside is where the normally fast line is.
Harvick can't make the move, but he's going to try it again. Off turn number two, onto the back straightaway. Again, the cab even with the tailgate of Jay Sauter's truck, but again, he can't clear him.
So they will fall in single file further back now. That Crawford-Biffle race now becomes a three-way challenge. Lonnie Rush comes in. Rush opens the inside lane. It's up under Biffle at the start-finish line. He'll stay there in turn two.
Rush might be the mover there. He's got the favored lane down to the inside coming off turn number two alongside Biffle. This is allowing Rick Crawford to get away from all this traffic.
Rick Crawford scooting out just a little bit in the ninth spot. Biffle and Rush racing for 10th. Ahead of them, still double wide for the 7th and 8th spots. Jay Sauter and Kevin Harvick. Harvick has to give up his inside lane for a moment, but now digs again down low and two.
Harvick jumps down to the low side of Jay Sauter. Gets a good run this time off the corner. He's dead even with him halfway down the back straightaway. Sauter seems to get into the corner a little better than Harvick can, but Harvick comes off a little better and again pulls even on four.
That is the race for the seventh position. Harvick down to the inside of Jay Sauter, breathtakingly close coming into turn one. Harvick still not giving up in turn two.
Harvick stabs it back to the low side again, tries to pull even with Jay Sauter. Now, finally, on the back straightaway, says, enough of this. Let me catch my breath. He settles back in line behind Jay Sauter Chevy.
You keep digging down to the inside of these corners here at Raceway Park. You will need to catch your breath after a while. And Kevin Harvick tried and tried and tried, but does probably need to cool the tires a little bit and catch his breath here as we reach the 85-lap mark. Jack Sprague now beginning to encounter some lap traffic at the tail end of the field. He's run up on the back deck of the Gary St. Amant truck, put him a lap down. Now he's in behind Scott Hansen. And then next ahead will be the Scott Walters truck as Sprague leads Ron Hornaday, Joe Ruttman, Randy Tolsma, and Jimmy Hensley here closing in on halfway. From Indianapolis Raceway Park, this is the NASCAR Truck Network.
With Jack Sprague working through lap traffic, it's allowed second place Ron Hornaday to close in. Sprague had close to a second and a half lead on Hornaday, but now lap traffic becoming a factor. Hornaday has trimmed
That down to about 0.7 seconds. They race off of turn four now. And Jack Sprague has five lap trucks ahead of him. Some racing double wide in turn two.
Morris said directly ahead of the race leader coming off turn number two. And yeah, he's closing in and beginning to choose his lanes. Not only is it said, Randy McDonald is up there. Andy Houston, Kevin Sawinski, quite a few machines that the leader's going to have to pick his way through soon.
They slide off of turn number four now. Sprague looks to the outside. Has no running room there to get around the machine of Randy McDonald. Now he will have to look again high as they're kind of right in the middle of the track off two.
Picks up to the outside of McDonald, but McDonald comes up the track as well. Here's Sprague flashing down to the inside. He'll try it there going into turn three.
And won't be able to make the pass for now on McDonald. McDonald racing hard in the outside lane, trying to stay on the lead lap, but will go one lap down at the start-finish line. So Jack Sprague has a one-lap truck pad between he and Ron Hornaday in turn two.
Sprague again goes to work on more lap traffic. This time it is Andy Houston just in front of the race leader. He'll flash to the inside. Sprague will make easy work of getting by the Houston truck in turn four.
Field works its way off of turn number four. They'll complete the 93rd lap of 200 in the event, closing in on the halfway point of the race. Still lap traffic the factor for the race leaders now as Joe Ruttman has to deal with the Randy McDonald truck to stay in contact with the top two.
Ruttman jumps down to the inside of the track to get by that machine while Sprague is now cleared Andy Houston. Hornaday now with Houston separating him from the race leader.
Off the corner now, six laps away from halfway. Lap 100 is the halfway mark here. Jack Sprague now pulling away a bit even more after bypassing the lap truck of Andy Houston. Ron Hornaday trying to do the same as they race single file off the corner.
Sprague got a little bit of breathing room now after he got by a couple of those trucks. Some of the others have kind of moved out a ways so he can kind of cool his heels for the time being. Hornaday in the heat of battle. He looks behind, sees Ruttman on his tailgate. He's got to get by Andy Houston.
Looks down to the inside of Houston off turn four, farther back. We talked about Kevin Harvick having to catch his breath and cool his tires for a couple of laps. Well, I guess he's decided it's time to try again. One more time, he's peeking down to the inside of Jay Sauter for the seventh spot.
Coming off turn number two, they too are going to have to deal with some lap traffic. A truck sits just ahead of them as they hit the back straightaway. Scott Walters in front of Jay Sauter. Kevin Harvick sees the opportunity. Maybe he can box him in.
If you're tuning in, waiting for the five-minute halfway break here at lap 100, it's not going to happen tonight. Last weekend, the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series allowing teams and pit crews and drivers to make flying pit stops, live pit stops, and doing away with that five-minute mid-race break. They've done the same for tonight and Sunday's race at the New Hampshire International Speedway. So there will be no halfway break. It adds a bit of a pit strategy element into tonight's Cummins 200. Right now we're seeing drivers really chew up those tires, Alan, and it's going to be critical when to make that pit stop. If we continue under the green flag, that will be even more critical as we close in on the end of the race.
Well, we've had four caution flags so far in the event. None of the lead trucks, hardly any trucks at all, came down pit road out of those first four caution flags. As we have trouble now, speaking of yellows, up in turn three, Rick Crawford goes around in the middle of the corner, racing in the ninth spot. The field scatters behind him. Greg Biffle spins, trying to avoid Crawford, and the yellow flag waves two laps shy of the halfway point of this race.
Another truck also involved here, Alan, not in the same crash on the back straightaway. Rick Corelli got a little punt coming off turn number two. He looped his truck on the back straightaway, kept it off the inside wall, and was able to continue.
Rick Crawford and Greg Biffle running in and around the top 10. Crawford, circle bar four, making the left-hand turn into one of the safety access roads with smoke billowing from under the hood. So an early night and a tough break for Rick Crawford as we work the caution flag at lap 99 of the Cummins 200. The lead trucks are on pit road at lap 100 of the Cummins 200. First to Tony Rizzuti.
Jack Sprague in right side, tires and gasoline only. Same for Ron Hornaday, right side. They had a problem when they came in. Joe Ruttman overshot his pit, ran into the back of Ron Hornaday. He had to back out. Also two tires for Jay Sauter, Stacy Compton, as well as Randy Tolsman. Now down to Jim Phillips.
Well, this end of the pit lane, Jimmy Hensley, and he got right side tires. Roper has been in. So has Greg Biffle. He's been in. Dennis Setzer has been in for tires, but Jimmy Hensley only got rights. They might come back in. Rick Crawford is still on the pit lane. They're working on the left front of his pickup.
The one that got off pit road first was Randy Renfro, and I want to check and see if he got fuel only or had a problem and missed his pit stall, but he got in and out quicker than anybody and came off onto the racetrack first in line. Then looking behind Renfro off of pit road should be Jack Sprague. Then behind Sprague will be Jimmy Hensley, and now Renfro's gone back onto pit road again, so he must have had a problem trying to make his stop the first time around. So it'll be Sprague the leader, then Hensley, then Mike Wallace. Ron Hornaday will fall back to fourth. Then Jay Sauter, Joe Ruttman, Kevin Harvick, Ron Barfield, and Dennis Setzer will fill out the top 10. Under the caution flag, just past halfway from Indianapolis Raceway Park, this is the NASCAR Truck Network.
We continue under the caution flag, the fifth one of the evening here at Indianapolis Raceway Park. 102 of 200 laps are complete. The Gatorade Front Runner Award was to be handed out at lap 100, but since we were under the caution flag, it will be awarded on the fifth green flag lap after we go back racing, which should be coming here in just a lap or so. So Jack Sprague's going to have to wait to see if he can get a hold of that $2,000 put up by Gatorade, the official sports beverage of NASCAR.
Rick Crawford has climbed from his truck and is walking back behind the pit road, heading towards where his truck has been brought by a tow truck, which is inside of turn number one by where the NASCAR inspection station is set up. So apparently some sort of mechanical problem triggering Crawford's spin up there in turns three and four that put this yellow flag out a couple of moments ago. Let's set the field for you as they came off of pit road from the yellow flag. Jack Sprague's the leader, Jimmy Hensley is second, Mike Wallace third, Ron Hornaday fourth, and Jay Sauter fifth. Joe Ruttman is sixth, Kevin Harvick seventh, Ron Barfield eighth, Dennis Setzer ninth, and Stacy Compton 10th. 11th is Tony Roper. Randy Tolsma back to 12th after the stop. Brian Reffner is 13th, Butch Miller 14th, and Greg Biffle 15th. 16th is Kevin Sawinski, Wayne Anderson is 17th, Lonnie Rush 18th, Terry Cook 19th, and B.A. Wilson 20th. 21st is Randy Renfro, Tammy Joe Kirk is 22nd, and Rick Corelli is the final truck on the lead lap. He is in 23rd spot. A lap down in 24th is Tony Raines, Scott Hansen is in 25th, Randy McDonald in 26th, Scott Walters is two laps down in 27th, along with Gary St. Amant in 28th. At the moment, Rick Crawford shows in 29th spot, though he'll lose more positions here as we run off the next several laps. Mike Bliss is 30th, Andy Houston 31st, Boris Said 32nd, Blake Bainbridge 33rd, and Lance Norrick is 34th. And at the moment, Crawford's machine is the only one behind the wall. Let's check on pit road.
We got Ernie Irvin down here, had a big day at the Brickyard. Congratulations on the Bud Pole, Ernie.
What's that now?
Congratulations on the Bud Pole.
It's pretty awesome. The Skittles team did an awesome job, and I got lucky. And they told me it was going to stick, and it did.
Did practice indicate you could get the pole?
Well, again, most of the time we were up in the top five in practice, and, we thought we could, but, you never know, especially with the weather and stuff like that. But, the Skittles Pontiac did everything it was supposed to do, and it was pretty awesome.
How about for the race now?
Tonight, we're not doing too good.
How about Saturday now?
Saturday, hopefully, we'll get working on our race setup and, in practice, as far as when we come up here and tested, we learned a lot and, we think we can, pertain to that to make it good for the race.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ernie Irvin, the Bud Pole winner for the Brickyard 400.
Qualifying delayed by rain earlier this afternoon at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Didn't start till almost 6 o'clock Eastern time. But when it was all over, Ernie Irvin, the Bud Pole winner over Dale Jarrett, Jeff Gordon, Kenny Irwin, and Jeff Green qualified fifth today. The rest of the top 10, Ricky Craven, Mark Martin, Terry Labonte, John Andretti, and Bobby Labonte. Those the top 10 qualifiers for the Brickyard 400 Saturday at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the NASCAR Truck Network. The NASCAR Truck Network is live at Indianapolis Raceway Park for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Cummins 200. Alongside Alan Bestwick, I'm Mike Bagley. Joe Moore is on the back stretch. Pit and garage coverage tonight from Tony Rizzuti and Jim Phillips. This is a race that saw Randy Tolsma start on the Bud Pole. He led from laps 1 to lap 4, with Ron Hornaday taking the lead at lap 5 to 66. Jack Sprague retook the lead at lap 67. And after cycling through caution flag pit stops here at lap 105, Jack Sprague still remains the leader as we are one lap before we go back to green. Let's go to pit road.
Rick Crawford's got his foot up on the wall. You're not in your truck. What happened, Rick?
Man, it's really a shame for the Circle Bar Motel and RV Park race team. Roland Melodica can get one set up. We just need something under the hood that'll run 200 laps. And for the last 4 or 5 weeks, we've had one hell of a time with engines. And maybe you'll see the Circle Bar Ford make a change in a couple of weeks, and it'll be back up front. Maybe it can last some races and
win another one like it did at Homestead.
So that's what caused the problem over there, lost an engine?
Yeah, it blew up, and all I had left was to keep it off the fence, and we just tried to survive that deal. A little incident there, but we had a top 10 truck, and we're trying to take care of it, and running in the top 10, the boys on the crew did one heck of a job, and I won't say it was an awesome truck, but it was a good truck, and have to go on to Loudon and see what happens. I hope we don't blow another motor up there.
Rick Crawford, let's go racing, guys.
The NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series is a team sport. Even the best driver can't win without the professional parts, or actually the professional technicians that build and maintain these NASCAR trucks. Federated Auto Parts Stores would like to recognize some of the special people behind the scenes in tonight's race. George Church is the crew chief on the RE/MAX Chevrolets, driven by Rick Corelli. George got his racing career started in a rather unique way.
That's a really funny story. I was a carpenter doing building, and I was on a stage, and the staging broke, and I crushed my right foot. It was pretty bad. I was in a cast, and a friend of mine said, let's build a race car. So we did. Went to the racetrack, and he was an expert, and he finished last in the first race, so I kind of gave him hell, and I hopped in it with my cast on, finished fourth. And that's how I got started in racing.
George has some superb qualities that make him a good choice to lead a racing team.
My own personal experience, I build race cars from the ground up. I can weld a cage up, wire it, paint it, help build the motor, everything, you know. So I have a lot of experience. And when I was in construction, I ran 42-man crew, so I have a lot of leadership quality, too, which helps out a lot. Because basically a crew chief, you're a big babysitter.
Leadership is an important part of crew chiefing a racing team. George Church tells us how important that really is.
Well, there's a lot. I mean, every single job on the team is important. The guy sweeping the floors in the shop to the guy putting the motor in, every single job is important. And he's just trying to find what the men do best and put them in those slots. Don't try to keep a guy in a slot that he can't do, you know. And that's, sometimes it hurts feelings, but that's, you know, being a manager, that's what you got to do. You got to manage and delegate your work properly.
Federated Auto Parts, with more than 3,000 stores across America, providing professional service and the best in brand name parts available.
Field getting the signal in one more lap. We will go back. Green Flag Racing setting us up for the sprint to the Gatorade Front Runner Award, the fifth completed Green Flag lap after the restart since we were under yellow at the midway point of the race. And Jack Sprague will find Tony Raines down to the inside of him. Now, Raines got a couple of laps down after a spin a little bit earlier in the race. Last time by on a restart, got out in front of then-leader Ron Hornaday and pulled away from him, just left him. And got a caution, came back around, got the one lap back. Now he's up alongside Sprague. So this ought to be pretty interesting to see how hard Sprague fights Raines, knowing Raines has a good truck, and if he gets a couple of breaks, could come back through, maybe be a factor to win this thing later on in the night. And of course, you know, Raines is going to know this is probably his best opportunity to get back in the thick of things, and he'll probably push the issue as hard as he feels he can.
And Jack Sprague's going to be getting a whole lot of heat from Jimmy Hensley, Mike Wallace, Ron Hornaday, and Jay Sauter. They are positions 2 through 5, chasing Jack Sprague, who gets the green flag at lap 109 of the Cummins 200.
Green is in the air, up through the gears comes Sprague, gets a good jump on Raines, gets cleanly out in front of him now. Single file, Sprague, the lap truck of Raines, then second spot, Jimmy Hensley.
Here they come that way off turn number 2. Raines already looking to the inside for the chance to pull back around Jack Sprague. Not close enough to strike for now, but he fans down to the inside and goes after him in 4.
A bold move off of turn 4. Looked like Sprague got a bit wide in the corner, opened the inside lane for Raines. Raines, this is to get back on the lead lap while Jimmy Hensley goes for the lead in turn 2.
And Pennzoil Ford is strong, and Raines gets around race leader Jack Sprague. Jimmy Hensley says, I can do it too. He pulls down to the inside, and Hensley's got the lead in turn 3.
Jimmy Hensley, who led some 200 laps here a year ago, but lost out on the win due to a cut tire at the end, goes out in front, maybe not for long. Mike Wallace pressures him for the top spot as they come down into turn number 1. Hensley holds on, but barely.
Here comes Hensley leading the way off the corner. Mike Wallace again takes a move down to the inside. Tries to pull even, can't do it. Meanwhile, for third, Ron Hornaday is going after Jack Sprague. Jay Sauter taps him there. Here comes Ruttman passing 2 of them.
Man, what a bold move by Ruttman. Ruttman on the charge now as Sauter dings into the outside wall. Hornaday was almost there, but Ruttman makes the move. Now, Ruttman will go to the fourth spot while Ron Hornaday has his hands full with Kevin Harvick on the backstretch.
Kevin Harvick tries to make the move down to the inside as he looks low. Jay Sauter looks high. A lot of great racing going on in the front 5. but it's Jimmy Hensley showing the way off turn four.
Hensley completes the fourth green flag lap from the restart. Next time by, the leader collects the Gatorade front runner reward. For now, it looks to be in Hensley's hand, but Mike Wallace is on the charge.
Wallace riding along in the second spot. Can't make too many wild moves here because right behind him, Jack Sprague, just a truck length behind him. Nose to tailgate, this time off four.
So off of turn four now at lap 114, Jimmy Hensley will pick up the Gatorade front runner award put up by Gatorade, the official sports beverage of NASCAR. $2,000 to Jimmy Hensley. Right now, he's trying to hold off Mike Wallace and others off of turn two.
Back at the sixth position, Kevin Harvick busy trying to hold off Jay Sauter. Sauter trying to come back and regain that spot. As he does, Harvick gets away to the outside of him, goes Dennis Setzer. Now he moves by to grab a spot.
So Harvick moves up and picks up the, Harvick in the sixth position now. It'll be Setzer to seventh. Jay Sauter back to eighth, again having scuffed up the right side of that machine a couple of laps ago. 1:15 complete of 200, Jimmy Hensley. And the Petty Enterprises, Cummins Dodge is out in front of the race with Mike Wallace, Jack Sprague, Joe Ruttman, and Ron Hornaday filling out the top five from Indianapolis Raceway Park. This is the NASCAR Truck Network.
The fourth leader of the Cummins 200 is Jimmy Hensley. Hensley now starting to march away for the rest of the field. Right now, the second place race is where it's at. Mike Wallace and Jack Sprague go at it on the back straightaway.
Sprague working to dig down to the inside and try to complete the pass before they reach the end of the back straightaway. But Wallace is strong, holds him off this time into turn four.
Sprague got shuffled back to third in the first couple of laps after the restart. Maybe started the air pressures a little low in the tires. Needed a couple laps to get up to optimum racing performance. Could be playing for the long run here. Here he tries Wallace again off two.
Dives to the inside of the track off turn two. Sprague does, tries to draw even with Mike Wallace. At the end of the back straightaway, Wallace a little bit tougher, holds him off going to three.
That is the race for the second spot. Now Sprague gives him a little ding coming off the corner. Sprague almost slams into the outside wall trying to recoup his truck. And all that racing's allowed Joe Ruttman to join in that three-way race off turn two.
Mike Wallace has the second position. Sprague going after him. Joe Ruttman trying to pick up the scraps, riding right behind those two. For now, nose to tailgate, charging into turns three and four.
And a change for the fifth position. Dennis Setzer to the inside of Ron Hornaday. Setzer to fifth, Hornaday back to sixth. Here's Sprague to the inside of Mike Wallace for second. He'll get the spot in one. Now Joe Ruttman tries to follow through down low.
Ruttman pulls down to the inside. Mike Wallace doesn't want to see another one go by, but it may not be able to stop him. Ruttman strong at the end of the back straightaway, finally muscles his way by and grabs the spot.
So put Sprague to second, Joe Ruttman to third, kick Mike Wallace back to fourth. Dennis Setzer now up to fifth after having problems early on. He and Greg Biffle getting together and warranting Setzer to slide back to the field. Setzer now recouping himself after the pit stop all the way up to the fifth position. Sixth would be Ron Hornaday. Seventh is Kevin Harvick. Eighth place is where it's at on the racetrack. Randy Tolsma and Ron Barfield, along with Jay Sauter, just had a three-wide exchange in turns one and two, which gave Randy Tolsma now the eighth position, with ninth being Ron Barfield. 10th is Jay Sauter, Joe Moore. That race isn't over. Matter of fact, two more trucks join in.
And Tony Roper in there as well, and they are doing battle. Last lap, nearly three wide coming up off the corner. They settle down a little bit for the time being, with Randy Tolsma leading that pack from eighth on back.
Work their way off of turn number four, that group does, while the front five are all separated by a couple of truck lengths apiece. Man on the move there is Dennis Setzer. Looks underneath Mike Wallace for fourth.
Setzer's got it hooked up off turn number two, peeks down on the inside, sees he can't pull even with Mike Wallace this time. He'll settle in behind him and look again off four.
He's looking hard and looking deep off the corner now. Looks down to the inside, Setzer does. His Dodge down to the inside of Wallace's Chevrolet. Wallace tries to pinch him off, but Setzer just jams his nose right in there. They're still double wide in turn two.
Setzer's got it rolling this time off turn two, right where he wanted to be, to the inside of Mike Wallace. Drag race is on to the end of the back straightaway, nearly making contact, but racing cleanly. Finally, Setzer gets a nose out in front off four.
That for the fourth spot, while up front, here's Jack Sprague to the inside of Jimmy Hensley for the race lead. Completes the pass into one. Sprague now back out in front.
Hensley right behind him, though, again, peeking to the inside for a chance to get by. Meanwhile, the fourth place battle still rages on. Setzer still working on Wallace, still can't quite get by him.
At lap 128, Jack Sprague will retake the lead of the Cummins 200. Jimmy Hensley riding second, Joe Ruttman third. Fourth is side by side. For now, Wallace has it over fifth place, Dennis Setzer. back at the Cummins 200 at Indianapolis Raceway Park in Indiana while we were away. Joe Ruttman got up under Jimmy Hensley to take the second position, knocking Hensley back to third, while fifth place Mike Wallace fell off the pace just a lap ago. His truck does not even look to be under power. Now finds some. It comes down the pit lane, but definitely some tough luck there for Mike Wallace and the boys. Right now, Tim Kahuth and everybody over the wall. Tony Mrazuti, looks like they're going under the hood.
Mike, and it looks like bad news. It looks like a blown motor. Mike Wallace reporting that something just went in the motor. The crew looking underneath to make sure it's not something minor, but they're all standing around. In fact, Tim Kahuth just said, forget about it. Their day is done.
Tough break there for Mike Wallace, who has been in the top six or seven all evening long here at Indianapolis, but will not get a good finish. Matter of fact, only one truck out of the race to this point, and that's Rick Crawford. So Mike to be just the second driver behind the wall here past the midway point of this race. Joe Ruttman beginning to close a little bit on leader Jack Sprague as they have worked some traffic now right in front of them. They work up on the back deck of the Tony Raines machine again. Raines has made up two laps after a spin earlier in the race, and he's on the tail end of the lead lap now. And as they go through off to turn number four, Raines has got his hands full with a lap machine.
Yeah, Randy McDonald held Raines up for a moment. Now McDonald giving Jack Sprague some strife down the main straightaway. But as we say that, Sprague clears McDonald, now sets his sights on Tony Raines off of turn two.
Joe Ruttman now has to deal with Randy McDonald. Ruttman, the second place truck, trying to clear the traffic, not wanting Sprague to get too far away.
Work their way now off of turn number four. The race leader with about two or three truck lengths on second place, Joe Ruttman. Let's look farther back here. Here's Dennis Setzer down to the inside of Jimmy Hensley. This would be a race for the third spot. A couple of dodges going at it here off turn two.
Setzer pulls nicely down to the inside of Jimmy Hensley and almost effortlessly makes the pass, picks up the third position as they reach the end of the back straightaway.
Ever since those pit stops back at lap 100, Dennis Setzer really has been the man on the charge. Restarting, I would say, in about the ninth or tenth position, having rallied his way up through the field, right now running in the third spot, basically passing trucks at will, high or low. Taking him a couple laps to do it, but once he's been able to get up under someone, he's been able to make a pass cleanly, just as he did on Jimmy Hensley just two laps ago. Setzer now up to third, with Jimmy Hensley back to fourth. All this going on while Joe Ruttman in second chases Jack Sprague, the race leader, who tries to put Tony Raines another lap down off of turn two.
As Sprague has chased down Tony Raines and has given him a fit here on the back straightaway, right up on his tailgate. Looks like he's knocking on the door trying to get by.
Sprague looks out of the inside in turn number four as Raines tries to stay in front of him as best he can. Sprague looks low as they come to the start-finish line, puts the nose of his machine up to about the door, then has to back out of it into the corner and fall back in line behind him.
Raines is strong, but Jack Sprague may be just a tad stronger, literally pushing Tony Raines down the back straightaway, following him back into turns three and four, all the while Joe Ruttman closes in even more.
Racing for positions one through eight basically calmed down. Ninth place on back is really where the good racing's at. Jay Sauter running in the ninth spot, right in front of Stacy Compton, who is 10th. Lonnie Rush, who is 11th. Now Compton and Sauter almost get together coming off of turn four. Compton really had to slam on the brakes to avoid getting in the back end of Sauter. Sauter now trying to protect the spot. You got Compton, Lonnie Rush, also Tony Roper and others racing for positions off of turn two.
Compton gives Sauter a little love tap once again off turn number two, lets him know he's there. Stacked up behind him, everybody knows the tailgate. For now, no one steps out of line.
All the way back to Butch Miller, the 14th place driver there, bunched up in that group as they come across the start-finish line. Sauter, Compton, Rush, Roper, Biffle, and Miller nose to tail, swing it off the corner.
See what Compton can do with Jay Sauter this time. Once again, he's right up on the tailgate of the truck, coming down the back straightaway, drops down to the inside, just kind of takes a look underneath Jay Sauter and doesn't see an opportunity. Again, he bumps him off turn four.
Jack Sprague, the race leader, has to be sweating bullets right now. He's trying to get by Tony Raines, who's on the tail end of the lead lap. Because Sprague can't do that, it's allowing Joe Ruttman in second to close in. Even Dennis Setzer in third is within shouting distance of the race leader. We've got 54 laps to go here in IRP.
Let's take a look inside NASCAR. On the surface, you've got all the sponsors, all the noise. But underneath, 43 cars, 2.5 miles of track, the real race. And up front, 3,600 pounds of engineering perfection. But inside that sheet metal sits a lonely driver. And inside him, Gatorade. lots of companies get into racing. Gatorade gets in the drivers. Gatorade Thirst Quencher, official sports drink of NASCAR.
No matter what the project, I insist on two things: quality materials and quality hand tools. Hi, I'm Bob Vila. For me, that's Craftsman. If you're going to be a craftsman, then use the tools of Craftsman. These are the original, guaranteed forever hand tools that Sears is famous for. The feel of a Craftsman wrench or the grip of a Comfort Design Craftsman screwdriver is without equal. They're hand tools that speak for themselves. No wonder in every toolbox, there's a Craftsman.
We are under the sixth caution flag of the evening. It comes out when Tammy Jo Kirk unleashes an engine going off of turn number two and down the main straightaway, basically spraying smoke around the entire facility here. Right now, her truck off the pace, down to the inside, headed to the garage. Speaking of the garage, that's where Mike Wallace is with our Tony Rizzuti.
Mike Wallace has climbed out of his Purolator Chevy. Mike, man, you were so strong tonight. What put you out?
Well, we had some type of failure on the front of the motor with the pulleys, and I don't know if something locked up or not. It come down the back straightaway, oil light come on. You felt it lose the power steering. I mean, I tell you what, we just have no darn luck. The Purolator Pure 1 truck was good. The Schrader team did a great stop, you know, got us out there. And I just can't believe it. Week after week, you know, here lately, we just cannot seem to have any good luck. We have all the performance we need to win these races and just can't get nothing to go our way. You know, left home this week, told Carl and the kids, I thought this was our weekend to win a race. You know, we win one or win a couple of them. And darn it, we just can't get the luck we need.
That's Mike Wallace. He was running awful strong. It's a shame to see him out.
150 laps complete when the leader crosses the stripe this time. He'll do it on pit road. Here come most of the front runners. Behind the wall for service. Again, with an even 50 laps to go, it is Jack Sprague, Joe Ruttman, Dennis Setzer, Jimmy Hensley, and Ron Hornaday, the top five coming into the pits to cover stops. First, we go to Jim Phillips.
Well, Jimmy Hensley's going to get left side tires this time out, and he got right side tires the last time. And he's the only truck yet on this end. We thought maybe Dennis Setzer would come in. He is in. He got left side tires also. Tony Raines has been in. Now to Tony Rizzuti.
Right side tires for Jack Sprague. Left side tires for Ron Hornaday and Joe Ruttman. Joe Ruttman has now stalled the truck. They're trying to push it away. Dennis Setzer and Randy Tolsma, as well as Kevin Harvick, will beat out Joe Ruttman.
Definitely a problem there for Joe Ruttman, having a problem getting away from his pit stall. But Jack Sprague, the first truck off of pit road. Ron Hornaday coming out in second, with Dennis Setzer third, Randy Tolsma fourth, and Jimmy Hensley fifth. They're the trucks that pitted. Those that did not include Ron Barfield and also Lonnie Rush. Those would be the trucks who currently lead the event should they come down pit road. That pitting sequence, and those that did and did not pit, will recycle the leaderboard around to Jack Sprague. We'll reset the leaderboard for you in a moment. First, from Indianapolis Raceway Park, this is the NASCAR Truck Network. Back at Indianapolis Raceway Park, working the sixth caution flag of the evening, coming out when Tammy Jo Kirk let loose an engine on the back straightaway, bringing us to this caution flag that brought the field down pit road. Although not all trucks came down the pit lane for service, those that stayed out on the racetrack include Ron Barfield, Lonnie Rush, Tony Roper, Greg Biffle, Wayne Anderson, and Terry Cook. They are the lead six trucks at this time. Jack Sprague came down the pit lane. He was first off. He will be posted seventh, with Ron Hornaday eighth, Dennis Setzer ninth, and Randy Tolsma 10th. Jimmy Hensley now 11th, with Joe Ruttman 12th, Kevin Harvick 13th, Jay Sauter 14th, and Brian Reffner 15th. Stacy Compton is 16th, with Tony Raines 17th, getting back around and getting on the lead lap. Butch Miller 18th, B.A. Wilson 19th, Randy Renfro round out the top 20. In 21st, you've got Kevin Sawinski, Rick Corelli is 22nd, Scott Walters is 23rd, Scott Hansen 24th, Randy McDonald ran out the top 25, and 26th, that's Gary St. Amant. Tammy Jo Kirk just took her truck behind the wall. She's 27th. Andy Houston is 28th. Mike Bliss is 29th. Mike Wallace, from which we heard a few moments ago, is 30th behind the wall. Borsett is 31st. Blake Bainbridge is 32nd, with Lance Norrick 33rd, and Rick Crawford right now 34th. Let's go to pit road.
Dennis Conner, we'll get a word from him. He did a little different strategy. Most of the car trucks you were running with took on left sides. You got rights. What's the strategy?
Well, our left sides are wearing a lot better than our rights, and our rights were really good when we changed them before. So we needed to make an adjustment on the right side, and that's what we did.
Can you make it the rest of the way?
Yes, we can make it the rest of the way.
That's the word from there. Now, right next door to them is Ron Hornaday's pit. I got a chance to look at the left side tires that they decided to change. And, gentlemen, they are plumb worn out.
So the story there from pit road, a number of teams, most of the front runners, choosing to get left sides after taking rights in their first stop back at lap 100, except Jack Sprague. He got rights again, so he's still running the left side rubber that he started this Cummins 200 in a little while ago. Lap away from the restart now. We're going to find out how much the new tires, two new tires, are worth here at IRP, as we've got six trucks at the head of the line who did not stop under this caution flag and are going to try to go to the entire distance on the initial set of lefts that they started the race on and the right sides that they changed at the halfway point of the race. Ron Barfield, now the fifth different driver to lead this Cummins 200. Barfield, Lonnie Rush, Tony Roper, Greg Biffle, Wayne Anderson, and Terry Cook stayed on the racetrack. Then it's Jack Sprague, Ron Hornaday, Dennis Setzer, and Randy Tolsma rounding out the top 10. 45 laps to go when they come to the green flag. Tammy Jo Kirk, a rear-end problem reported on her machine, is what has put her back behind the wall for the moment.
Green flag will fly at lap 155 from the hand of Chris Morgan off the corner. Ron Barfield will take the green flag, as now the lead trucks go around the outside of the trucks a lap or more down. Barfield, Lonnie Rush, and Tony Roper all scamper away from the rest of the trucks off turn two.
Barfield leads the way off turn two. Right behind him, Lonnie Rush, though, riding along in the second spot. Now the third place machine of Tony Roper, the fourth place truck of Greg Biffle, all clear of the lap traffic.
Big, big jam up in turns three and four. Everybody kind of tiptoeing around through some of the lap machines as they get up to full song this time. Here's Ron Hornaday charging down the front stretch. He's around Jack Sprague. Now he's up underneath Terry Cook and up underneath Wayne Anderson.
Just behind the Andy Houston truck, Hornaday trying to find some racing room here on the back straightaway. He'll clear that truck, now pick up another spot as he gets by Wayne Anderson in turn three.
Ron Hornaday for now running in the sixth position. Jack Sprague now trying to go three wide with Dennis Setzer and Wayne Anderson. Sprague there, the meat of the sandwich for a moment. Sprague trying to find his way through. Also Setzer trying to get by. A huge knot of traffic off of turn two.
Racing from seventh on back. That's where Jack Sprague is making his move now to the inside of Wayne Anderson. He'll drag race with Anderson to the end of the back straightaway. Get by and open the lane now for Dennis Setzer.
Setzer will look up to the inside of the rookie driver from Florida, Anderson, as they come off turn four. A little shuffling out of line back in traffic as Randy Tolsma looks to the inside. Terry Cook tries to block. Contact. Cook into the outside wall in one. Here's the field scrambling behind him. Everybody is going to get through okay, but caution on the racetrack after that big jam up coming down the front straightaway results in the ninth place runner getting turned into the outside wall in the corner.
Looks like Randy Tolsma and Terry Cook made some contact going into the corner. Tolsma trying to open the inside lane. Things getting a bit too close for comfort there, finding Terry Cook into the outside wall at lap 159 with Lonnie Rush right now leading the Cummins 200. We have just gone back under the green flag here at Indianapolis Raceway Park in the Cummins 200. Lonnie Rush leading Ron Barfield right now. Barfield trying to get around the lap traffic. But Ron Hornaday making a bold move on the restart, restarting in the fifth spot, diving down to the inside of Tony Roper now, sliding up into third. And Hornaday presses on, trying to take second away from Barfield off of turn two.
Hornaday chopping his way to the inside, to the outside, driving on the sidewalk, whatever it takes, picking up positions. Here he goes after the second spot in turn four.
Hornaday looks down to the inside of Barfield in the middle of the corner. It's very hard to run the bottom groove here at Raceway Park. Hornaday's making it work, down into turn number one. He's all the way down low, slides up in the middle of the corner, in front of Barfield for second.
Picks up the second position, but Lonnie Rush has a big lead. He's stretched out by five truck lengths. Let's see what Hornaday could do about chasing him down as they enter turn four.
Meanwhile, Jack Sprague mired back in traffic, running in the sixth spot. Dennis Setzer down to his inside off of four.
Trouble in turn four. Kevin Sawinski up against the retaining wall. Looks like he's able to continue, but he scraped the right side of the truck up against the wall momentarily.
We continue under the green flag while Jack Sprague goes after the fifth spot on the back straightaway.
Sprague drops to the inside, looks for a chance to make the move, can't quite complete the pass. He'll get back in line as we come back into the corner.
Farther up front, here's Tony Roper around Ron Barfield for the third position. So Roper having a fine run tonight. Remember, one of six drivers who stayed on the track when the other leaders pitted a short while ago. Barfield may lose fourth. Here's Sprague to his inside.
Sprague rolls to the inside of the racetrack, being pushed by Dennis Setzer coming out the back straightaway. Up along alongside the truck of Ron Barfield. Sprague completes the pass. Here's Setzer trying to get by both of them on four.
Setzer really trying to open up the inside lane in a big way. He will slide up in front of Ron Barfield. Put Dennis Setzer up to fifth. Now Setzer will pressure Sprague for fourth in turn two.
Here they come, single file, this time off turn number two. Lonnie Rush leads the way. Hornaday now closing in within three truck lengths. It's five truck lengths back to Tony Roper, who's trying to hold off Jack Sprague and Dennis Setzer.
Sprague and Setzer very close together off of the corner, farther behind them. Barfield with a little traffic jam up behind him. Here's Randy Tolsman out of the inside of Greg Biffle for a spot in two.
Tolsman's got it hooked up on the inside lane. Biffle can't go anywhere. Traffic just in front of him. Ron Barfield. Tolsman edges out in front at the end of the backstretch.
So give Randy Tolsman the seventh position. Kick Greg Biffle back to eighth for at least now. His teammate Joe Ruttman down to his inside as now Ruttman comes in. He'll slide up underneath and grab the spot as now Greg Biffle begins to shuffle backward.
Here's the battle for the lead on the back straightaway. Hornaday had the run on Lonnie Rush. Coming into the corner, they made contact. Rush holds him off for now.
Hornaday had a big run down to the inside of Rush in two, but managed to Rush managed to hold him off. Here's another charge down low in turn one by Hornaday as Jack Sprague takes the third spot behind him.
Here they come off the corner side by side for the lead. Hornaday hooked up well to the inside of Lonnie Rush. Dead even at the end of the back straightaway. Hornaday usually good in the corners. His truck breaks loose momentarily. Rush is still there.
Now Hornaday gathers it back in, racing for the lead at lap 171. 29 to go. Hornaday inside. Lonnie Rush outside. Jack Sprague comes in. Three trucks beating and banging for the lead.
Hornaday works the inside lane, now decides he better get up in front of Jack Sprague. He falls in line for now behind Lonnie Rush, who continues to lead.
Hornaday officially led at the start-finish line last time by lap 171. Now it'll be Rush again out in front at 172 with Hornaday and Sprague right bunched up tightly behind him. Sprague peeks inside. He's beginning to get a rearview mirror full of Dennis Setzer.
Lonnie Rush doing a great job here on the older tires, but again, continually under attack. Here's Hornaday again. Again, dropping to the inside, looking for a way to get by. He's got to make something happen. Sprague's behind him, and here's Dennis Setzer making this a four-way battle.
Lonnie Rush making his Chevrolet awfully wide, coming off the corner. Now here's Sprague going for second. He and Hornaday come together. Now Hornaday goes around, slams into the wall. Sprague and Hornaday make contact. Now Setzer gets by. Roper gets by. Hornaday drives off, but Sprague and Hornaday make contact, putting us under the seventh caution. Make that the eighth caution of the Cummins 200.
Yellow flag at lap 173. Jack Sprague and Ron Hornaday racing for the second spot. Contact between them. Hornaday ends up bouncing off the outside wall, rips the tailgate panel away from his truck, and a lot more as he comes back by. Still running in fifth position. He's kept going after bouncing off the wall. Now running up on the back of Sprague's machine and putting himself in line in front of Sprague and stomping on the brakes on the racetrack as Ron Hornaday is now going to be penalized by NASCAR for that action. He will be receiving a one-lap penalty when he comes down pit road for pulling up to pit and then basically brake checking Jack Sprague out of the back straightaway. Things begin to take a rather different twist here in the late going.
Tempers are starting to flare as we just have 26 laps to go. The Cummins 200.
Would you like to be Die Hard Battery's VIP guest at the 1999 Daytona 500? You could be. Just tell us why you should be the 1998 Die Hard Race Fan of the Year. 26 weekly winners receive a Die Hard racing jacket, and three finalists win a VIP trip to a NASCAR Winston Cup race, with one finalist being named the Die Hard Race Fan of the Year. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited, open to U.S. residents 18 years or older. Contest runs February 15th to August 14th, 1998. For official rules and how to enter, call 1-800-DIEHARD.
When you're looking for the place with the best for your car, when it's quality and service you need, go where your question gets an answer and your money goes far. We're getting it right is the key. Get to the motivated, celebrated, Federated Auto Parts. A-rated, heavyweighted,
dedicated,
Federated Auto Parts.
Sunday, NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Racing from the New Hampshire International Speedway. Live coverage of the Pennzoil VIP Discount Auto 200 begins at 12:45 p.m. Eastern on the NASCAR Truck Network.
Ron Hornaday has brought the Napa Chevrolet down the pit lane. He unbuckled the seat belts, took the steering wheel off, got out of his Chevy, walked to the next pit stall where Jack Sprague's pit crew is located, had a spirited conversation with several pit crew members. Hornaday was restrained by NASCAR officials. Hornaday then walked back over to his crew, had a brief conversation. Now he is climbing back behind the wheel. So some tense moments here in the Cummins 200 with Lonnie Rush leading Jack Sprague, Dennis Setzer, Tony Roper, and Ron Barfield, the top five. We've got 24 to go from Indianapolis Raceway Park. This is the NASCAR Truck Network. We continue to work the caution flag here at Indianapolis Raceway Park. We are one lap before we will go back to the green flag. And with 22 laps remain, Lonnie Rush will lead Jack Sprague, Dennis Setzer, Tony Roper, Ron Barfield, and Randy Tolsma, Joe Ruttman, Greg Biffle, Wayne Anderson, and Kevin Harvick back to that flag. And so far, Lonnie Rush, Allen's made that Chevrolet awfully wide. See what Jack Sprague has for him.
Well, Rush on a little bit older tires than the guys who were chasing him. Got a little bit of a break when they got racing pretty hard behind him for positions. Everybody kind of jockeying for that second spot to see who could be in position to try and put a move on Rush. Right now with 20, he'll be 21 to go when he comes back around. He'll have some lap machines to his inside. And then Jack Sprague and Dennis Setzer right on his back deck as we get ready to settle out who's going to win this thing. Ron Hornaday's machine still sitting on pit road being repaired by the Napa team as the green flag gets set to wave.
Those lap trucks to his inside include Andy Houston, Kevin Sawinski, Scott Walters, Randy McDonald. Green flag is in the air. 21 laps to go. Lonnie Rush takes off. Jack Sprague hangs right with him. Matter of fact, Sprague's going to press Rush for the lead in turn two.
Sprague going after him, making contact as he slides up into him. They both gather control. They make contact again. Halfway down the back straightaway, but Sprague finally gets by and takes the lead.
Here's Lonnie Rush getting a run at Jack in the middle of the corner. Tries to put the bumper to him. A little brush there off the turn. Sprague hangs out of the lead now. 20 laps to go in the race. Still Rush all over him in turn two.
Lonnie's going to get him some of his own medicine, crashing into the side of him off the corner. Lonnie Rush goes back out in front. Sprague falls back in line behind him.
Race fans in attendance here seeing a great show as now Lonnie Rush will retake the lead. Now throw Dennis Setzer into the mix. Three trucks racing for the lead. 19 laps to go. Now Sprague gets into the back of Rush almost as they race back to the corner.
Pushes him up into the outside retaining wall. He cannot recover in time. Sprague goes by. Dennis Setzer goes by. Also the truck of Tony Roper gets by. And the truck that was leading the race now falls back to fourth.
So Lonnie Rush back in line, and now it is Jack Sprague leading with Dennis Setzer all over his back deck, pressuring him for the top spot. 18 to go. They're in one.
Dodge going after Chevrolet here as they come up off the corner. Up front it is Jack Sprague trying to hang on. Dennis Setzer looking for a way to get by. Can't complete the pass at the end of the back straightaway.
So with 17 to go, Jack Sprague leads Dennis Setzer. Or does he? Setzer down low off the corner. Sprague almost into the outside wall. But Setzer plants his Dodge there. Race fans rise to their feet. They make contact in the corner. Setzer goes around. Sprague brushes the outside wall. Everybody gets around as Setzer puts up a big, huge plume of smoke. And so far, no caution. But Dennis Setzer spins around in turn two. And right now, the Cummins 200 at a climactic finishing point. 16 laps remain as Jack Sprague continues to race under the green flag. Now it's Tony Roper's turn. Can Roper catch race leader Jack Sprague?
Sprague has moved out by three truck lengths. Roper's got some work to do to chase him down, but it has broken down into a case of bumper cars in the closing laps. They've got a big gap back to the third place truck now. That's Lonnie Rush.
Rush has fallen a good 10-12 truck lengths back from Tony Roper, the second place runner, who is about 8 or 9 himself back from race leader Jack Sprague. Here comes Ron Hornaday. Back out onto the racetrack, some 10 laps down to the race leaders as the front runners hit the backstretch.
Jack Sprague works his way into turn number three. No lap traffic coming into play. He's still got a five-truck length lead over Tony Roper.
Off the corner now, Jack Sprague starting to slowly tiptoe away. Heck of a run for Tony Roper tonight, his best run ever. Driving the Ice House Ford for Gloy Ray Hall Racing. They work off of turn two. Now traffic stacking up from third on back.
Right back into third position as they come down the back straightaway. Lonnie Rush has the spot now. Joe Ruttman trying to catch him and do something with him. Roper not quite as quick as he was before the crash.
Of course, Roper with some older tires on his machine than Sprague does. And now across the stripe with 13 to go. Sprague widens out his advantage a little more. Here's the race shaping up for third. Joe Ruttman looks down to the inside of Lonnie Rush.
Ruttman jumps to the inside of the track, tries to pull even with Lonnie Rush on the back straightaway. Rush, even with the older tires, still pretty strong there. Ruttman can't complete the pass.
So Ruttman will stay in the fourth position, trying to grab third away from Lonnie Rush. 11 laps to go for race leader Jack Sprague as he starts to stretch it out over second place Tony Roper off turn two.
Sprague flashes off turn number two all alone here, heading down this back straightaway. Roper falls back, still a good race for the third spot as Ruttman continues trying to get by Lonnie Rush. All he could do for now is just follow the tailgate of that truck.
Here comes Jack Sprague up in the back of Ron Hornaday's very slow machine into turn number one. All the fans rise to their feet. Hornaday is right in the middle of the racetrack. Sprague goes low underneath him without incident off the corner and onto the backstretch as the race for third continues.
Joe Ruttman again looks to the inside of the racetrack to try to pull underneath Lonnie Rush. Randy Tolsman now closing in on the back of Joe Ruttman. Greg Biffle also beginning to close in, making this a four-way battle.
Tip of the cap to Tony Raines, who at one point tonight was two laps in arrears. Right now on the lead lap, running in eighth, bypassing Ron Barfield. Now Kevin Harvick goes after Barfield for the ninth spot, and caution is on the speedway.
There is a truck up into the wall in turn four. Boris Said has backed his truck into the outside retaining wall, is able to refire it, has done minimal damage to the left side. It's been a tough night for Boris Said.
Crashed during qualifying earlier this evening. Time trials held literally within an hour before the start of the race. He crashed then. The team made repairs, got him onto the grid literally as the pace laps were being run. And now with 10 laps to go, he's into the outside wall in turn three, putting us under the yellow flag. From Indianapolis Raceway Park, this is the NASCAR Truck Network.
In the ninth caution of the evening here at Indianapolis Raceway Park, the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Cummins 200 has just 8 laps to go. And this is kind of reminiscent to last year's race when, I think 6 or 7 laps to go, the caution flag came out and we had a green-white checkered finish. Right now the indication is that we won't be under caution that long, but then again, with the way this race has gone tonight, who knows?
Going to line them up single file with just the lead lap trucks at the head of the line here since we're within the final 10 laps of the race and the trucks being put in position now. Communication back and forth between the NASCAR control tower and their spotters and crew chiefs and so on and the drivers. And in fact, when they come to the start-finish line, they will get a signal that in one more lap, we'll go back green flag racing. So that'll leave us a 6-lap sprint to the checkered flag here in this Cummins 200 with Jack Sprague, Tony Roper, Lonnie Rush, Joe Ruttman, and Randy Tolsma being the top five. The rest of the top 10, Greg Biffle, Tony Raines, Ron Barfield, Kevin Harvick, and Jay Sauter will be in the 10th slot at this point. And again, we'll have 6 laps to go when they get the green flag.
Total of 19 of the 34 starters are on the lead lap right now. The field working single file, scuffing off some debris off of turn two, going back to green. We will get it with 6 laps to go. From here, the same NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series drivers, vehicles, and crews will pack up and go to the New Hampshire International Speedway in Loudoun for a race Sunday. It will be the Pennzoil 200. You can hear live coverage right here at 12:45 p.m. Eastern Time. A grueling stretch starting out in Denver, Colorado last weekend, here Thursday night in Indianapolis, then ending up in New Hampshire on Sunday. Should be a great race Sunday. If that race is any indication of what we've had tonight, it will be a barn burner, as right now we're getting set for the green. 6 laps to go.
Up through the gears, green flag in the air. Sprague, Roper, Rush, and Ruttman, the top four. First one out of line is Ruttman, down to the inside of Rush, once again looking for the third spot.
Going for a position coming up off turn number two. Ruttman sees he can't make the move. He gets back in line. Randy Tolsma right up on Ruttman's bumper. He's going for position as well, so Ruttman had to go from offense to defense real fast.
Off turn four, 5 laps to go for race leader Jack Sprague. Starting to pull away now, his advantage, 6-tenths of a second over Tony Roper. Then Lonnie Rush has third. Joe Ruttman tries to take that away as they work off of turn two.
Here's the change for the 6th position now. Tony Raines dives down to the inside of Greg Biffle, completes that pass coming up off turn number two. Raines on the move here in the closing laps. Now he's up on the rear deck of Tolsma off turn four.
What a performance by Tony Raines tonight. Made up 2 laps and now is in position to perhaps get himself a top 5. 4 laps to go for Jack Sprague as the race continues to be from about third on back.
That is where Lonnie Rush hangs on. Joe Ruttman rides along in fourth, just behind him, trying to get by. Tolsma in fifth, Raines in sixth. Those trucks tied tightly together.
Off turn four now. Jack Sprague gets the indication. Three laps to go. Closing in on the lap truck of Ron Hornaday. Hornaday down to the inside. Sprague will go to his outside and bypass him as now traffic really gets thick from third on back.
Here's Tony Raines on the move again. Diving to the inside of Tolsma. Going to the fifth position. They make contact halfway down the back straightaway. Lean on one another. The smoke blows. Raines is going to get by and grab the spot though.
He will slide up in front of Randy Tolsma as they come down to the start finish line. Contact back in the pack is left Wayne Anderson with, I believe, a flat left front tire. He's trying to nurse it around and let the race finish under the green flag. Race for third off two.
Here they come up off the corner. Lonnie Rush trying to hang on. Joe Ruckman is going to make the advantage. He'll get by and grab the third spot.
Off the corner, white flag will go in the air for Jack Sprague, trying to pick up his third win of 1998. He will take it. He's pulled away from Tony Roper by 1.5 seconds. He's in turn two.
Jack Sprague with a commanding lead, strong in the second half of the race tonight. Now for the last time, heading down this long back straightaway, back up into turn three all alone.
Jack Sprague, the defending NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series champion, comes off the corner to the checkered flag. Sprague wins the Cummins 200 at Indianapolis Raceway Park by about a second and a half over Tony Roper. Joe Ruppman will finish third. A photo finish for fourth and fifth between Tony Raines and Lonnie Rush. And for Jack Sprague, he will end up in victory lane on a very wild rock'em sock'em night with a lot of twists and turns involving some of the front runners in the closing laps.
Let's go to pit road.
Well, this is a very excited team. High fives all around. Dennis Conner, crazy night, but a great win.
I didn't hear what you said listening to him talk about the 16 truck on the radio. Team GMAC and GMAC Financial Services, we got a great team here. Great driver, great win. You know, probably the deal with the 16 truck's really unfortunate. I was looking at it, I mean, didn't look to me like Jack did anything wrong, and I guess NASCAR felt the same way because he didn't get penalized. It's a great win for Quaker State, Rotary Lift, GM Protection Plan, and Rick Hendrick, it's for you.
Dennis Conner, very excited. Jack Sprague wins here at IRP.
So Jack Sprague will go to victory lane. We'll have his thoughts along with the thoughts of the rest of the top finishers here at the Cummins 200.
NASCAR Today continues on the NASCAR Truck Network.
Jack Sprague has won the Cummins 200 at Indianapolis Raceway Park. Right now he is on the racetrack getting kudos from all those down there. Let's get his thoughts with Tony Rizzuti.
Well, Jack and I are looking around trying to see if there's a full moon. That's a crazy night, but a great victory for you and your team.
Well, it's a great victory for GMAC Financial Services and Chevrolet and GM Protection Plan, Quaker State, Rotary Lift, and NOS Machinery. But, you know, I hated that deal with Ron. And, you know, like I said on the television interview, I was underneath him down the front stretch. I was owed a lane, I felt, and I don't feel like I did anything wrong, but I really hate it happen.
Tell us about those last few laps. There was contact with Ron, everybody running kind of tight. What was it like out there?
Well, it got slippery, and the 29 got under me going into one and got into me, and I about bit it too, but luckily I didn't. And like I said, I hate it for Ron. I damn sure didn't want to wreck him. And like I said, there's nowhere else I could have went. I mean, I was on the bottom lane, and we normally run the third lane, so... You know, I think I was owed the bottom lane, and I didn't really think he'd come down, or I wouldn't have stayed in there. And he came down, and I couldn't get out of there and got into him, and he spun.
After the disappointment last week, you now get back the points lead.
Well, that's cool, like I said, for everybody involved, but I hate that situation happen. I really do. I don't drive that way, and I think if you watch the tape, you'll see that I didn't do it. And, you know, I just hate things like that to happen.
That's a very humble Jack Sprague, but he's the winner tonight in the Cummins 200.
Obviously, the incident with Ron Hornaday very much on his mind with 17 laps to go has kind of taken some of the shine off of this victory. And let's follow up more on that a little bit later on. First, though, over to Jim Phillips.
Tony Roper, best run ever in the Truck Series.
It sure was, and I owe it all to this Ice House crew. They made a great, great decision not to pit for tires and fuel the last time. We knew we could go on fuel, and you know, the old Ford wasn't running bad. It wasn't great. We weren't really a top five truck, but the team made it a top five truck, and I just drove the heck out of it there at the end. Really thought that maybe the way that Sprague was really loose and sliding up in the middle of the corner, I thought maybe if our tires would cool off and I could get a run at him, maybe I could get him there at the end, but he was really strong on the restart, and you know, we'll take second place. We're really tickled with this. This team is got a long way to go yet, but this is a great starter for us, and I'm excited. And you know, I just want to thank Ice House and Ford and everybody that believes in me. I mean, the people that believe in me are the ones that I really thank for this.
How about the decision to gamble on the tires here?
Before the race, I told the team, I said, you know, track position is essential here because it's really a one-lane racetrack. New tires is the only way you can pass on the bottom, and, hey, they made the decision. You know, they said, hey, let's stay out. I'm glad they did, and we made some spots. We were actually a little quicker than a couple of trucks in front of us, and, you know, I don't know what happened between the 24 and the 16. I think that was just hard racing. I think both of them were just trying to win. They're trying to win a championship, and they're great race drivers. I'm really proud to be up there right behind them.
Tony Roper, second place finish tonight.
And with this second place tonight, that gives him five top tens in 1998. Good run in the last couple of races. 10th last week at Pikes Peak, second tonight. He'll be looking for a win Sunday in New Hampshire. Let's go back downstairs.
Well, we're here with Joe Ruttenman, who finished third in his Exide Batteries Ford. Joe, you've run a lot of these night races. Seems like something strange always happens at night.
Well, them young guys, they just go for it. And it's fun watching. When I catch up with them, it'll be more interesting. But hats off. You know, Hornaday was running well, and Jack was running well. And the boys in the 55 here deserved a good run. But our Exide battery kept charged real good, and it's helping me a bunch. You know, it charges me up, even though I'm an old guy. So, you know, and the F-150 worked real good. But we were a little tight. I knocked the dam in, you know, right toward the end. And I think that hurt us a little bit as far as being tight. I don't know if we couldn't have kept up with Jack anyway. But at least we, I would have liked to run second. But we picked up a few points, and when you're racing for Roush, you're on a bad, bad, bad team, you know. So the boys just carry me, and it makes me look good.
And a third place, a career best here at IRP, fourth last year. Maybe next year you seem to be making moves in the right way to get a victory here at IRP.
Well, that's important. You know, it's a shame. I've won up here quite a few times, and the old truck I've never done too good. But now that I got Exide behind me, they got the old battery charged up in my heart, and we're getting there now.
Well, Joe Ruttenman, he'll always tell you that he's old, but he runs just as fast as all these young guys.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the NASCAR Truck Network. Jack Sprague has won the Cummins 200. We've heard his thoughts, along with the thoughts of Tony Roper and Joe Ruttenman. When we come back, we'll hear from Tony Raines, Lonnie Rush, and we'll attempt to get a word from 28th place finisher Ron Hornaday as Jack Sprague continues to receive his trophies and monies in victory lane after winning the Cummins 200. At Indianapolis Raceway Park, Jack Sprague has won the Cummins 200. Tony Raines finished fourth tonight. Let's get his thoughts. Let's go back downstairs.
What a comeback. Two laps down, things weren't looking too good. Wind up with a fourth place finish.
Well, I'll tell you, it's pretty surprising. You know, early on there, I thought we were in deep trouble. You know, going down, the truck spun out, and the starter wouldn't work. I had to get a push start in. Must have lit a fire because I was a little unhappy about that. We worked really hard. Team worked really hard. They did a great job in the stops. We got our last back. Fought right down to the very last lap and come back with a fourth place. I'm real happy. You know, Benzo and Yellow Freight were here tonight. It was a big race. Got the Brickyard going on Saturday. So a lot of people here watching. We tried to put on a good show for them.
You seem to be able to make the inside lane work better than a lot of people tonight.
Well, I don't know. You know, I tried it there a couple times and it worked. And seemed like I could get away with it for two, three laps. The truck was good. When we put left sides on there at the end, it would just be a little tight, but I could get a turn and I could really get a runoff and I could pass some guys. I thought a lot of those guys had put right sides on without lefts, and we put rights on even though they were set from earlier. We put on a new set of lefts, and that was a ticket. Boy, we was coming there the last 20 laps.
Great run for Tony Raines, another guy with a great run tonight. Fifth place finish, Lonnie Rush, but I guess when Rick Crawford spun over there, you thought everything's about over.
Oh, yeah, we wanted to thank the guys at Chevrolet and go Bucks. This is the most awesome night of our career. I want to thank Angie Cole for sticking with us all the way through all of this, and I want to thank Chevrolet again, and it's awesome. I can't believe that we did it, but we've shown all year we've had the capability. We've just had terrible luck off and on, ups and downs, flips, this, that, and the other, and we just wanted to show everybody we didn't give up, and we showed them tonight, I think, that we're here to stay.
Went from 18th to leading the race before falling back to fifth. Lonnie Rush with a great run tonight.
In the interest of fair play, we hope to give Ron Hornaday an opportunity to express his view of the incident that happened between he and Jack Sprague back with about, 27 laps to go in the race while they were racing for second. However, the haulers, the team transporters, are parked on the outside of the racetrack here at Indianapolis Raceway Park, out behind turns 1 and 2. The crossover gate to access that area is in the middle of the backstretch. And after the checkered flag, Hornaday stayed in his racing machine, drove it directly to that crossover gate, out of the racetrack, and back to his transporter. which we will take to mean as a sign that he wants to get out of here without commenting at this point. Go ahead, Tony.
We've caught up with Ron back at his motorhome. He's had a chance to change clothes and cool down with a refreshing drink. Ron, that was a crazy last 20 laps. How'd you see it?
Well, I didn't need to cool down or anything. I just need to come walk my dog before he went to the restroom in my motorhome. I guess good hard racing if Jack wants to put it that way, but a whole different scenario going racing next week. Fun racing. IRP's been good to me. Jack Sprague hasn't, but that's racing, and nothing comes around. Don't go around. It won't be for me because he's made about six other guys mad out here tonight. I'm not going to say nothing I regret, but Jack's a hard racer. He knows what he did wrong. If he can take it and come over and apologize to me, fine. If he blames me, different story.
That's the word from Ron Hornaday.
So Ron Hornaday coming home tonight in the 28th position, and the unofficial points tally would put Jack Sprague back on top of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series point standings by 32. So it would be Sprague, then Hornaday, then Joe Ruttman will be third in the championship standings. 80 points in arrears as we go to New Hampshire on Sunday. So definitely some beating and banging going on tonight, and it will be interesting on Sunday. We'll preview that race in a moment. First, let's take a look at the finishing order from tonight's Cummins 200.
Jack Sprague, the winner. Tony Roper ran second tonight. Joe Ruttman third. Tony Raines fourth. And Lonnie Rush finished fifth. Sixth went to Randy Tulsman with Greg Biffle seventh. Dennis Setzer eighth. Ron Barfield ninth. And Jay Sauter tenth. 11th to Kevin Harvick. Brian Reffner finished 12th. Stacy Compton 13th. Jimmy Hensley 14th. And Butch Miller 15th. 16th to Randy Renfro. Rick Corelli finished 17th. Wayne Anderson was 18th. And B.A. Wilson was 19th. The final truck on the lead lap. One lap down was Terry Cook in 20th. Two down. Scott Walters in 21st. Kevin Sawinski in 22nd. Randy McDonald in 23rd. And Scott Hansen in the 24th position.
Running 25th is Gary St. Amant with 26th. Andy Houston. Mike Bliss finished 27th. Ron Hornaday, 28th. Boris Said was 29th. And 30th is Blake Bainbridge. 31st is Tammy Jo Kirk with 32nd Lance Norrick. 33rd, Mike Wallace. And 34th, finishing dead last on the field, is Rick Crawford.
11 lead changes among six different drivers in the event tonight. Time of the race, 1 hour, 47 minutes and 11 seconds. Not a record for the 200-lap distance for the trucks here at Raceway Park. Only three of the 34 starters failed to finish. And we had a total of nine caution flags for various things that slowed the pace of the event. And that is the story of tonight's Cummins 200 at Indianapolis Raceway Park.
Jimmy Hensley picked up the Gatorade Front Runner Award. Gatorade, the official sports beverage of NASCAR, $2,000 going to Mr. Hensley, who is leading around the halfway point. That money normally handed out at lap 100, but due to a caution period, that money given out five green flag laps past the halfway point, and Jimmy Hensley gets the prize there. Congratulations to Greg Biffle. Tip of the cap there. Cintas Rookie of the Race Award goes to Greg, $750 for his seventh place finish in tonight's Cummins 200. So, we put this race in the books, and we have one more yet to run here this weekend. Tomorrow night, the NASCAR Busch Series, Kroger 200, live coverage on our sister network at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time. That race as well should be a doozy.
Always is here at IRP. The Busch Series cars did not get a chance to qualify today due to the inclement weather we had for much of the afternoon. They'll qualify early tomorrow afternoon, then line them up and start knocking them down tomorrow night here at Raceway. That's probably a bad way to phrase it after what we've seen tonight. Line them up and go racing here in the Kroger 200 Motor Racing Network to bring that race to you live tomorrow evening.
And as we speak, these NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series crews are packing up their trucks and equipment and will pull out tonight for a race Sunday in New Hampshire. It's the Pennzoil VIP Discount Auto Parts 200. Live coverage right here on the NASCAR Truck Network, 12:45 p.m. Eastern Time from the New Hampshire International Speedway. From there, the trucks head on to Flemington Speedway in New Jersey on August the 8th. Then on August the 15th, Saturday night under the lights, it is the Federated Auto Parts 250 in Nashville, Tennessee. And on Sunday, August 23rd, we hit the road course again, Heartland Park, Topeka in Kansas. And close out the month of August at the Louisville Motor Speedway in Kentucky. We'd like to see you at the racetrack. All of these ticket offices still have tickets on sale. But if you can't make it, you can tune in right here to the NASCAR Truck Network. So with this said, we will close our coverage of the Cummins 200 tonight and focus our attention to the race Sunday at the New Hampshire International Speedway. We'd like to thank the voices you heard on the broadcast tonight. Joe Moore was on the backstretch. Jim Phillips and Tony Rizzuti in the pit and garage areas. And for Alan Bestwick, I am Mike Bagley, congratulating Jack Sprague, picking up his third win of 1998. He is the winner of tonight's Cummins 200. Good night from Indiana.
This week's MRN Classic Race has been brought to you by Hercules Tires.